Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Working Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, point guard of podcasting, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake again, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake a third time. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, so everyone knows. Hey, you guys know what I call myself? Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. PR Rattlesnake for short, if you're on Twitch.
The more you say it, the less it means anything. It's like when you say tree 1,000 times and it loses its meaning.
tree. Tree. Oh, it does. Wow.
Yeah.
That fucking blew my mind a little bit. Get yeah, my high, babe. Maybe. Can we get high? Who's in here after me?
Oh, Jim. Nothing. Yeah, Jim Norton at 5.
Get me a blunt. Get me a blunt wrap. I'm doing it. I don't care. Where's Ralph? What is Ralph gonna do? He'll do nothing. You'll do nothing, Ralph. That's a terrible Irish accent. You'll do nothing.
Sounds Jamaican.
Hey, man, you're doing nothing. Everything Irie, nothing Irie. Incredible show plan today, ladies and gentlemen. The international superstar, Zach D'Amico's here.
That's me.
That's you, boy, my boy. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the No Offense podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Yurum is back
on
the show.
Hi, guys.
Thank you. I also need weed. Is there weed in the cabinet? I don't want to buy any weed, so stop trying to sell me weed, all of my employees. I want weed for free on my table. Let's go. I know we can do this.
You got to buy your weed at your own joint?
Yeah, dude. You think my employees that I allow to sell weed here would just hand me free weed once in a while?
I thought it was all free.
Dude, fuck. These people here are animals. There was a jar.
Yeah.
It was a gallon jar. And I saw it come in full, and 2 days later, it was almost gone.
Oh, those are the weed. Oh.
All these animals.
A lot of bastards
that work
sticky
here.
Fingers.
Stuffing it in their cheeks for the winter. I don't know what they were doing.
I bet you
anything in the world I know what happened there. I bet you Tom got a bunch of more sponsor weed and decided to bring it in and hand out my fucking weed to these fucking heathens.
I believe it was a gift for Bobby Hutch from somebody, and he donated it to the studio.
Bobby donated it to the studio.
And immediately it was ravaged.
Can I please have weed from somebody?
I don't have any. All the people who smoke weed aren't here this early.
All right. You know what? I'm sure a jar of weed can find its way under the table, right, folks? Someone? Someone here? Anybody? I'm going to put it out into the ether. Oh, jar of weed. Jar of weed. Please come.
I could probably find some, but it probably won't be free.
It probably won't be free. You know what? That's fine, Shannon. That's fine.
Blame Shannon.
Fine. If Shannon gave a fuck about me, I'd have some free weed. Wait, is this weed? It's an ashtray. Andrew, do you know what weed is?
Not really.
I mean, first of all, I'm pretty sure this is weed. This is CBD weed. I'm pretty sure. Andrew, get this away from me.
How the fuck
me.
You even
it's
know that by looking at it?
One little fucking nug. I can smell the difference. You can smell some pungent-ass weed.
It doesn't smell as fucking nice.
Look, let me introduce our guests. Let's do our fucking plugs. Wait, I introduced you guys both already. No, I didn't introduce Chloe. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from News for Women on the Womanly Network.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chloe LeBrant is back
Network.
On the show. Oh, thank you. Where'd this come from? Shannon, I have to invoice Whitney Cummins. Can you do that for me? Can you figure out an invoice? I'm sure it's easy. Don't be like that.
It's in your email. You just got to fill it out.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, the invoice is in my email?
Yeah.
Shannon, will you fill it out for me? I fucking hate
let's,
doing
let's
things.
Let's look at it after the show.
I really hate doing things, dude. Oh, my God, dude. Chloe, question.
Yeah.
Don't be offended by this.
I won't be.
Why is it you go to Skankfest, cheeks are popping? Cheeks are popping. She's dressing like a little hoe bag. It's delightful for all parties involved. Do we have any pictures of Chloe from Skankfest? What, you show up for my fucking show dressed like a fucking 10-year-old boy. What is happening with you, Chloe?
Sluts don't come out at 10:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Chloe, well, you know, you're a hot broad.
If you want her to be dressed like that, you have to catch her from the night before.
Doggy, you're a hot broad.
Thank you.
You know, doggette. You need to fucking come out and, you know...
be more of a whore.
Pop those cheeks a little bit for the boys.
Noted.
You know? They like you. The fans like Chloe, right? When I'm here. When I'm not here, Chloe goes off the rails and fucking... and then it's a nightmare. When I'm here, what I do, maybe it's because I'm such an alpha intimidating presence that people fucking just go, they want to perform at their best level when they're around me. Yes. Is that the truth, Shannon? It probably is, right?
I think there's truth.
Truth bomb. That's a new thing that I do. That's a new thing that I'm going to regularly do on the show when I start speaking fucking truth. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time to get real ass. Where's that one? Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. My producers do nothing. Chloe.
Yes.
Dress hotter when you come into my show.
All right, next time.
You promise me.
Yeah, I'll dress like
you promise me and the fans you'll fucking come in popping.
I'll dress like I miss my dad.
Wow. I love it. It's very, very nice. Did you have a good time at Skankfest, Chloe?
I had so much fun. Look, I got a sticker on my phone.
Aw, wow. So sweet. I don't even know where Skankfest stickers came from. Do we make Skankfest stickers?
Were they in the bag?
I made them.
You made them, Shannon?
Yes,
they were in the gift bags. Yes. What? That's wild.
I didn't realize there were poker chips in the bag until...
you left? Until you left Vegas?
No, as I was leaving. So I left them for the maid.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, great little tip. $50 tip.
Yeah, and then somebody had stapled an $80 voucher to me, so I left that for the maid, too.
Oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
I thought I would really make that bitch's day.
That maid got fucking hooked. I left a $20 bill for my maid, and my room was regularly being used for debauchery.
Oh,
regularly.
Good.
The amount of fucking... That's not true. I gave the first day, I had just smoked weed in the room, and I came out, and I saw she was standing in the hallway, and I knew she smelled it. I was like, hey, great job. I gave her a 20 right there, and then she's like, oh.
Can you not smoke weed in the hotel room?
No, you're not allowed.
I know you can't smoke cigarettes.
Can't smoke anything.
No, that's the club. People always, the best thing about a hotel, when they say it's going to be a $300 fine if you smoke in the room, he goes, can I just pay that now? And he just puts $300 down on the table.
Which is also, fucking... like, not for nothing, it's just, it really is, it's a very strange thing, right? Because if you can afford it, and I can afford it to a certain degree, right? Mm-hmm. If they said it's $250 more for a room that enables you to smoke weed in it, I would pay it every time, every single time. But because it feels like you're getting caught, you're like, you have anxiety about it, but it doesn't really fucking matter. I would just pay more money for a smoking room.
Right. And the fucking windows on the hotel, they don't open.
Depends on what state you're in. That's because of suicide.
Is that a fucking state? Yeah. Because people jump, especially Vegas. I would assume none of those windows open up at all.
I don't know. But I know that in a lot of states, they don't. You can't open the windows to a hotel. But is that a myth? Is it because of suicide, or is that a known thing?
It's got
to
be Vegas. No, everybody loses shit. Fucking jump out the fucking window.
Throw your TV out the window and shit.
Throw your TV. Oh,
I mean,
if
you really want to throw a TV, you threw it through the window. It's probably more for just smoking. Why? Can you Google that? One of you gals in the booth, in the bitch booth.
Has to be.
It's got to be a reason for that. And also, Andrea, can I have something to dump my blunt wrap guts in, like some sort of like bag or garbage? Just hand me like a garbage can or something. That'd be great. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Great show planned today. We shifted everything around, so we're pre-taping for Friday today. Yesterday's show, the Tuesday show, is being pre-taped for Wednesday. When the Racist Live Chat goes live in 17 minutes, I'm going to just respond to the Racist Live Chat that's live on a different show, which is going to be interesting. It's going to fuck people up, dude. Come Friday, they're going to be like, what's going on, dude? This is some sort of fucking crazy Inception shit, right?
Yeah.
Chloe, what you plugging?
I'm headlining Laugh Boston on December 7th.
That's awesome. Good for you. Thanks. See fucking Chloe on December 7th. Laugh Boston. That's it? Doug Urich, what's plugging?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Follow me on Instagram at TheDougUrum, and I'll be at the Bomb Shelter on Thursday, Grizzly Pear on Friday.
That's what they're calling Laugh Boston on December 7th.
The fucking Dojo of Comedy and Morris Plains on 23rd, I think, in November.
Chloe will not be bullied on today's show. I like it. She's coming at me.
Dojo?
Yeah, fucking one of Morris Plains, whatever the fuck that is.
Where was the date again, just so we make sure?
November 23rd.
Excellent.
Zach Amico.
November 17th through 20th, I will be in Houston, Texas at the Secret Group.
Sick.
At the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. Fucking killer lineup. I'm out there with Joe DeRosa, Sean Patton, Doug Benson, and Harlan Williams. Should be really, really fun. Come hang out.
Hell yeah, dude. Zach, are you doing the Saratoga shows with me?
Yeah, I think so.
Sick. Me and Zach Amico, November 11th and 12th, Saratoga Springs. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets right now. Me and Aaron Berg back on the road in Miami on November 18th and 19th. I believe the great Kim Congdon going to be featuring on those shows as well. Special guest Kim Congdon. Lots of amazing shows coming up. lewisofskanks.com is the website. We're going to McHenry, Illinois, Toronto. We're going to D.C. A bunch of other stuff is coming up in January as well. That's when we're ending the tour. And then I'm going to be doing a bunch of stuff throughout the spring. Just short little runs as I work on my next special. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez Part 2.
Ooh.
Very interesting.
Attaboy.
I thought.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys check me out live. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of podcast episodes that are not available anywhere else in the world. Almost every episode of Legion of Skanks, there are some that are gone. People give me shit about that. I'm like, no, guys. Yeah, sometimes people threaten to sue you. Sometimes people say, yeah, that needs to fucking disappear or you're fucking done. And then you go, okay, well, we do that. We comply. We're not fucking losing our fucking lives so you guys can fucking hear us fucking harass retarded people. It's just not happening. Okay? I'm sorry. I understand it's hilarious at the time. In retrospect, we learned our lessons. Okay? Either way, gasdigitalnetwork.com is the website. Use that promo code RAP. Get the whole on-demand library unlocked, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place, plus access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. There will be a pre-sale specifically for Gas Digital subscribers for Skankfest next year. I'm working that deal out right now. We're giving you guys more benefits. We fucking love you guys. And it's a new Gas Digital. We have a new website that we're going to be launching, new web app that we're launching, a brand new iPhone and Android app that is in development right now. Apple TV, Android TV, all that shit that you guys love. 2023 is going to be the biggest year in the history of this company. So thank you for being a part of it. And thank you for everyone that has subscribed up until now. Subscribe, save $1.50 a month. That's that.
Wait, I have a question. Is there an exclusive content page where I could hear you make fun of retards?
We still do make fun of a lot of retards. Oh, good, but there was a few people that like their families like reached out and they were like, yeah, dude, this, and we're like, oh, of course.
Well, that's how you know you made it. That's fucking perfect.
Well, but it's like, you know, we're not like, I'm not going to be like, fuck you, dude.
Exactly.
Sorry. Sorry, retard family.
We need to make content here, all right? Yeah. Fuck you and your retarded son.
Yeah, I mean, so like, yeah, like that's.
Sorry, I didn't have a kid before you were 40.
Sorry, you got live comedy at home.
Nobody told you to smoke with that fucking bun in the oven, all right, miss? Now we laugh at him at our expense.
Yeah, dude.
Do you want to hear about the hotel windows? Please. It's mostly just an insulation thing so that they can save money on air conditioning.
Yeah, somebody said, God, dude, because people jump out of hotels all the time. And it's like, I just feel like...
You close a fucking window, though. How fucking hard is that not to let the air conditioning
out? But it did seem kind of like a bullshit, like old wives' tale. I called that out just now.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize the fact that that was probably horseshit, and we got to the bottom of it, boom. You know what? Here we go.
Genius.
Fucking ruined that.
He's on fire!
That's what's up, nigga.
I'm out here fucking teaching people shit every day.
I'm still going to tell people that. Yeah, because people jump out the fucking window. That's what
it's a nice little tidbit to say, but it's the truth. You're right. Insulation is not as interesting. No. Zach, by the way, you should know, side note, octurnal is not timed. That's not what it is.
Oh, it's not?
Thought those little clocks. By the way, the whole time.
I thought I timed out.
I'm breaking my fingers trying to get the time. And I was like, God damn it. I can't fucking beat this timer. No, there's no emojis for 11, 12, or 13. So it shows you 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 1 o'clock.
Son of a bitch. I thought I was timing out on Octurtle.
Me too, dude. It's to the point where I stopped playing it because I was like, I'm not playing this fucking game. It's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with that.
Oh, it's a fucking video game you're talking about.
It's different than a video game. It's
a word game on your phone. It's
a word game.
Oh.
Me and Lewis like to challenge our minds.
Yeah.
I
fuck that shit.
I wake up every morning and I wordle. I
quartle.
Quartle. And squirtle. I quartle. And there's a dirtle out there. I don't fuck with dirtle. It just sounds retarded. It's like dirtle. Like, I don't like it.
There's just a worldle where you pick a country. Worldle, and fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
There's a music one, right? What's the music one?
Hurdle. H E A R D.
These are all fucking games on your phone? Is that what they're
Yeah, they're all like little websites you go
on. It's a website. It's not even an app.
Oh.
You know, you can make Wordles for each other.
I did not know that.
So I can send you one. It's always going to be rapes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Chloe, did you get lip fillers? You did. You got lip injections.
Mm-mm.
Chloe, look at me in my fucking eyes and tell me you did not get lip fillers.
I didn't.
Why are you lying to me?
Why would
you
I lie?
Why would you lie?
Why would I lie?
Thicker lips than I've ever seen you have in your entire life. There's something going on with your lips.
I just got really skinny.
No, you did get skinny as well, which I do appreciate. I say no such thing as too skinny for a woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
you can never be too hot or too thin.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your lips
too rich or too thin.
Your lips are fatter than they were in the past. Are you? Is this something you're trying? We'll delete this. This isn't live. We can edit this section.
No, you can get these lip glosses on Amazon that like pump. Burn, actually.
It's got snake venom
Dog,
in it.
Dog, will you do me a favor? Will you squeeze her lips and tell me how they feel?
If I knew her better, I'd be like, let me see the fucking gripper like a largemouth bass.
Because if you fucking
take a picture holding it.
Yeah, look at this.
When you make out with a girl that has lip injections, they do feel like two little penises on top of each other.
Oh god.
Are they soft or are they hard?
They have a little bit of
they're plump.
They're plump.
They're fluffed.
They're like, fluffed?
Like, they got some
like,
blood flow.
They're like ballpark Franks. They are.
So it's like soft but firm at the same time.
Ballpark Frank was the guy that molested Lois.
That's what they called him when he'd sit on the bench.
They're like ballpark Frank's lips. He used to kiss me all the time at the ballpark. What happened to that guy?
Still
hey,
there.
Down to the dugout, Lou. Ballpark Frank. I'm not falling for that again.
Oh, fuck, ballpark Frank. And he wasn't a bad guy. Dude, he taught me a lot about life. So you're denying lip injections.
Until day I die.
Can we get an old picture of Chloe's thin-ass lips and superimpose them next to whatever's going on with Chloe's? And they're juicy, Chloe. I'm in. I'm way in. Chloe's a fucking hottie with a body.
Oh, she's got lips there.
No, look at that top lip, dude. Look at that fucking thin top lip.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yeah. You're delusional.
You guys zoom in a little bit.
You guys are delusional. What are you talking about?
Oh, boy, you're giving me a fucking seizure.
Yeah, Chloe.
And I'm epileptic.
Has a girl, those lip glosses that make your lips fuller, has a girl ever tried to put those on her pussy lips?
Probably.
It's a good idea.
But why would you want your vagina to be bigger?
Nice.
Why not?
I like a nice
pussy. Plump snatch. Yeah.
With thick lips.
There is sometimes...
A ballpark Frank.
Yeah.
There is sometimes too small of a pussy.
There is, like the innies. It looks like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Yes. It's not it's not even that they're tight. They are inward.
Yeah.
Yeah, inwards. They're innies.
It looks inwards. Ridiculous. It's always a surprise when you see that for the first time.
And then if a girl's a little chunky, then it's like... It
folds in.
It's a great way to describe it. Homer Simpson's mouth.
Yeah.
It's a great way to describe it.
It folds in.
Yeah.
It's
Chloe,
like an
can we see your vagina?
Everything's don't inside.
Don't be an idiot. Can we just?
This is a career move.
Yeah. Look, I will make sure you get on Skankfest next year. Show me your pussy. No, for the sake of the show, we've done this. We've all done. We've done this with Cox plenty of times. On the phone, just show us a picture of a vagina, and we will go through the beats of describing it and rating it for the fans. Please.
No.
This is why they say women aren't funny. This is exactly the reason why they say. I don't say that. I think women are hilarious, and I put a lot of women on this
podcast. All right, show me your dick.
He'll do that. I wouldn't put it, but he'll take that fucking cock right out.
Do you think I will not
I don't want to see it. Show it
fucking
to fucking
dick.
Chloe, like, on the side. Yeah, I don't need to see Lewis's cock.
I don't really want
to
see it, Chloe. I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you.
I'll text you my vagina.
How bad do you want to make it, sweetheart?
Chloe, text me your vagina. You'd be so cool. Anyway.
Let's see that pussy.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys like to get super high, you got to get high with YoDelta gummies and vapes exclusively from YoDelta.com.
Guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. Holy mackerel, do these things work? And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. I will tell you from personal experience that Delta 8 works and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah. I use the vapes and they really get me super stoned. I was skeptical at first. I was like, I smoke regular weed. I don't need to smoke Delta 8. I just ran out of weed one day and then I was like, holy shit, it's cheaper and it got me just as high as any other fucking really good high quality weed that I had. It really works. I'll tell you right now, trust me, but I'm not bullshitting you guys. Please publicly shame me. If you buy this stuff and you don't think it's fucking great, publicly shame me. I promise you right now, I will fucking punch myself in the face 20 times on the next Real Ass Podcast if you can tell me that it really genuinely didn't work. 20 times. It's a guarantee. YoDelta.com. All right. Where were we? Let's talk about some of these things. You know, speaking of which, this is a great Dear Abby. Interesting debate. Shannon, tell me what happened with this.
Okay, so this woman.
Slow news week. We're just going to answer really Dear Abby's.
Wait, what the fuck's a Dear Abby?
I'm looking at the vice column in the paper.
Oh, okay.
So this woman, she said since her divorce, she started dating again. She started seeing a firefighter until she realized he was a married man with kids.
You know what? Zach, I kind of want to paint my nails, dude. When I handed you that blunt, the way your nails looked,
yeah, it's fun,
it
right?
made me want to kind of
they do look
my
shiny.
Fag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My nails,
complete
dude.
Fag, yeah.
Kind of fun.
Complete pole smoker, yeah.
Doggy, is that fucking gay as
it's
shit?
It's pretty fun, dude.
But then you see the UFC fighters painting their toenails now.
Some
what
of them
the
paint
fuck
their fucking
that?
Nails, dude. Some, it's fine.
But they're Why? Such masculine fucking dudes. Who's going to say anything?
My son wanted to paint his nails for like a day. And I beat it out of him.
Atta boy. That's what you're supposed to
thank
do.
You.
It's old school.
Yeah, no.
Admire.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will, Zach. So I'm sorry, Shannon. Continue with that story.
Okay. So she found out that the firefighter she was dating was married. She got pissed off. She broke it off. She started dating another guy. She moved in this guy, this new guy with her. And then after a while, he was being shitty with her. So she hates him. But she's still in touch with the firefighter. She's deeply in love with him. He says he's deeply in love with her. And he says to kick out the current guy so that he can move in and treat her right. But he's still married.
But she's got another dude.
Right. So she is asking if she does say, yes, go ahead and move in with me. Is she a homewrecker?
Yeah. She's already fucking him. So who cares at that point, right?
But not since she hasn't. She claims she hasn't slept with him since she found out that he was married.
Homewrecker is a weird term,
just
right?
Just blew him.
Homewrecker is a very weird term because this guy, if he's down to cheat on his chick,
he made the decision already to wreck the home.
It has nothing to do with you. It's sort of inconsequential. She's just the fucking chick. It'll be another chick.
Right.
She's not that special. That's the reality. She's not wrecking home. He doesn't give a fuck about his home, and that's what's going on.
No, that's a great point. Because it's like anytime you've ever, like, if you've ever fucked another dude's girlfriend, you don't know the guy, right? So why is that on you?
I have done it. I have done it. I've slept with chicks that have boyfriends and married women, and I do feel a certain amount of guilt.
Do you?
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because I am the homewrecker. I am special. This woman is just some bitch. Women aren't just fucking cheating all willy-nilly like that.
Right.
Most of the time that it's happened, it's been because this bitch has been like, oh, I really like the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, and I need the Point Guard podcast.
You see, I didn't look
life.
At it that way, son of a bitch. Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a different thing. I feel the guilt because I'm like, dude, if she didn't fucking meet the greatness that is Luis J. Gomez, she'd be in a happily married thing, dude.
That fucking whore, yeah.
Martha, one chick, she was married, she was blowing me. She's like, I haven't sucked my husband's dick in years.
Amazing. And I was like, that is fucking beautiful. Fucking Jesus.
Then after Christ. I came, I felt bad. I was like, you need to do this for him. What is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, I really had, like,
you're
a
really good
heart.
At it, hon. Come on.
Like, your marriage wouldn't be failing if you suck his dick. I don't know. What came first? Dick. Your marriage being shitty or you not sucking his dick?
Maybe he doesn't shower. He comes and demands a blowjob after cutting the grass. And she's just like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, but the girl kind of likes that, right? Little smelly balls, Chloe?
Totally.
Is that true?
Do you really, Chloe? No.
Smells like a caveman.
You want it to be a completely clean, manscaped situation down there.
I mean, I feel like I've never really seen it not.
You don't like a guy that has a little bit of, like, must. Like, you just worked hard.
I'd say he just came home from jiu-jitsu.
I don't date homos.
Wow.
Oh, that a girl.
I'll fucking take a little must on a bitch.
I love it. I love when a girl sweats. Every girl I've ever fucking dated.
But don't confuse bacterial vaginosis with must.
No fucking yeast.
I'll tell you right now, doggy. No.
That's
not musty.
You've been in a long-term relationship you know the word bacterial
vaginosis.
That
folks.
Just happens out of nowhere on a Friday night for some reason.
We've all had that kind of, the first time you find it, I was like, what is bacterial vaginosis?
You find out what it is after you meet the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Doggy.
I like, right, but if like girls coming home from a gym, like I had to train every girl I was with to come home after the gym and let me fuck them or eat them out. Yeah. Every single one. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I would go down.
I love a sweaty bitch.
After the gym, dude.
Right after they work out.
Oh my God. Right after.
My
chick's like,
a dancer. I would literally.
Oh, that. Beautiful.
I told her, I was like, I'll let you wring your underwear directly into my mouth. She almost broke up with me. Yeah. She was furious. She was like, why would you say that? Please never say
that. Oh, you have a new girlfriend?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great.
Congrats.
Thanks. Thanks, Chloe. Why'd you say it that way?
I just was saying it.
You're saying it in a very weird way. Chloe hasn't blinked once since she's been on the show. I think her lips have pulled her eyes open, the Botox, injections. So they're like, her eyes are being constantly being forced open by her own lip injections. It's a very interesting thing. So what's going on with you today? Your energy is very strange.
Is it?
You're a wacky bitch today.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a goofball today. I don't know. I woke up early. I don't usually wake up this early.
We did do an earlier show today, right?
I watched both The Conjurings last night, so.
Nice.
And I watched American Psycho, so.
You and a dark movie binge.
It's just what I do.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have the attention span for three movies in a row.
I have a lot of free time. If I don't have a spot, I don't know what to do.
You didn't pass out, though, watching the third movie?
During The Conjuring? Yeah. It's a hard one to sleep
in. Do you sit down in your living room, popcorn, watch a movie, or are you lying down in bed? Are you watching on a computer?
I'm lying in my bed.
And you can stay awake. If I lie down in my bed, I don't care how interesting the movie is. It could be the world premiere of the movie about my life. I'm going to be asleep within 3 minutes. Yeah. Every fucking time, dude. Every time. I cannot stay awake during a movie in my bed. It's because I think I smoke too much weed all day.
Well, I took 3 naps yesterday, so I could be rested for it.
So movie night.
Movie marathon.
That's a crazy way to be, Chloe.
A lot of fucking free time.
I gotta watch, I think I'm gonna go see Black Adam tomorrow night, which is exciting.
Have you seen Barbarian?
No.
Excellent.
Is that The Rock?
No.
Justin Long is in it and Bill Skarsgård.
Did The Rock do like a Hercules type thing?
He just did, yeah. He's in new superhero horse.
That's
shit.
Black Adam.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking
that's
else.
Black Adam.
Black Adam, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see Black Adam tonight. But Ralph was telling me as I was about this, I said, I'm gonna go see Black Adam with my son, take him go see a fucking new superhero movie. It's gonna be dope, very excited. Ralph, my business partner, the S in Gas Digital, Ralph Sutton, said, no, you need to take him to go see Marcel the Shell. And I was like, what is that? And then Shannon started cursing under her breath. She started like she has Tourette's. She's like, I'm gonna fucking. And then apparently Shannon hates this movie with all of her soul. Shannon, please tell me what happened here.
So Ralph mentioned to me, because we were talking about movies that we've watched recently that we like, and he's like, oh, have you heard about Marcel the Shell with Shoes On? I was like, no, I have no idea what that is. And he's like, you should watch it. It was really good. So while I'm home alone, I'm scrolling around, and I saw it on Amazon Prime, so I paid money to watch this.
Yeah.
And I sat down, I'm like 5 minutes in, and I was like, is this what the whole movie actually is? And I skipped ahead like a half an hour, and this is just what the movie is. And I was so freaking angry that I spent the money on this garbage, because it's so bad. I have a trailer.
Yeah. Let's see it, Shannon.
I apologize to everybody.
She hates it. She's really mad about this movie.
What's it called?
Marcel with Shoes?
Marcel the Shell.
Do you know what this is?
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea? All right, so this was a YouTube series for a while.
Yeah, wasn't it like Jenny Slate?
Yes. Yeah, it was Jenny Slate YouTube series, and it's a little cute shell. And she's like, hello, I'm Marcel the Shell, and I'm cute. Is it a she? Marcel is a she?
I think it's a she, yeah.
I always assumed she was playing a little boy.
French, I'm assuming?
No, dude. No, it's like a little shell, dude. This is a whole movie.
All right. So, I'm making like a little documentary.
Oh, it's like a movie, but nobody has any lines. What the fuck is this? Nobody even knows what it is while they're making it. No?
Tell me about what's life like.
It's pretty much common knowledge that it takes at least 20 shells to have a community. My cousin fell asleep in a pocket, and that's why I don't like the saying everything comes out of the wash, because sometimes it doesn't.
Shannon, this looks very cute. It looks endearing.
This is what the whole thing is, what you're seeing right now. Nothing ever happens.
What is just talking?
It's just this, yeah. It's a shell.
It looks like Zach's dick. If Zach's dick jumped off his body and made a movie, this is what it would be.
I'm fine with that.
Very Manscaped.
Marcel the Shell with a Prince Albert through his eye.
Her grandmother is played by Isabella Rossellini.
Isabella Rossellini.
Like, do you want to watch more of it?
Please, I will see. Let me see.
A different person. So, it's actually only two of us now. Myself and my grandmother, Nana Connie. We like to watch 60 Minutes because Leslie Stahl is fearless. Nana, make the noise.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Fucked up, man.
I find my mind wandering, thinking, what would my family think? Do you think they could be out there?
Huh? Marcello.
All right, it's fine. I got it. I don't... So.
No.
Wait, the fat one's a shell too? They're all shells.
They're all shells.
Yes. Yeah, that's her grandmother.
What the fuck?
So it's a living shell. It's not like a hermit crab, right?
Right.
So it doesn't have family because it's the house of a living thing.
Well, it said there used to be more of them, and then over time, they're just not there anymore.
Because who keeps a fucking old shell around?
I mean, look, I'm going to watch this with my son just to see if he's gay. Like, if he likes it, I'm like, all right, dude, he's fucking he's a little bit of a homo.
If he did, you could scream at him?
No, I mean, look, what are you going to do? I'll love him no matter what, but I need to know. You need to have that data and information.
Yeah.
You know?
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It wasn't a.
Have you asked your son if he's gay before?
He has crushes on girls. He goes through. He's got a bunch. He's like every other day now. He comes home with a new crush.
That's good.
So he's like, you know, he's like,
eventually you run out of girls.
Well, no, he's like, I love my gym teacher.
He's like, you know what? He's like, I just love everybody.
Oh no.
No.
Dad, have you met Frank down at the ballpark?
He said he's your friend.
No,
he said he knows you. He said I'm a legacy.
No, he came home. He had a crush on this one girl, and then the next day he came in. He was like, "Yeah, you know what? I like this other girl." And then he started doing this. He's in musical theater. He's in Shrek the Musical. He's playing Donkey, and he.
It's a good role.
It's a great role, and he. Yeah, now he's got a crush on one of the girls that are in that class. And he's like, oh, she's older. I kind of like her. And I was
what,
like,
a musical theater shit?
Yeah, it's like a community musical theater thing, which is going to be awesome. We went to a restaurant last night, great Italian place called Biagio's
in Paramus,
New Jersey. No. We were there. Well, actually, I have been recognized specifically there. One of the waiters is a fan of mine.
No, I meant James.
No, James has also been recognized from, like, my fans, like, out and about. Very
from
creepily.
His theater career.
Never approach my child.
Yeah, that's
you fucking
up.
Psychos.
Have people actually approached him? Like, you're fucking Lewis's kid.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Well, with his... No, it was fine. It was a guy in, like, the Midwest. He was at a restaurant with his mom. And the guy was like, just...
Yeah, that's already fucking creepy.
It was weird, because they came in and he's like, I don't want to be weird, but are you James Gomez?
Oh, what a fucking creep.
I mean, it's very bizarre for... A young boy, yeah, and the guy was extremely like polite and really sweet. But his mom wasn't annoyed or anything at all.
Oh, your son was with his mom.
Yeah, my son.
I thought the older guy was with his mom, and he came up to your kid.
So, but yesterday we were out at a restaurant, and the kids were just sort of like running around the table and playing while we were waiting for our food. And there was these older people next to us, and we ended up just getting into a conversation with them. It ended up being like a Broadway actress. Mm-hmm. What was her fucking name? Beth Fowler was her name. And she was really, really sweet with the kids. And I guess she was the original Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. And she fucking, you know, she was in Orange is the New Black. Did you watch that show, Shannon? Yes. So you'd probably know who this chick is.
I do. Yeah, hold on. I'll show you a picture. I do recognize her.
Yeah, she was very sweet. Yeah. It's old broad.
Chloe's
So I fucked her. I did. I went home with her.
Yeah.
So this is your new stepmom, Jay.
Tale is old as time.
That was very sweet, though. And James was talking to her about doing Broadway shows, and she was just like, this kid is so, so sweet and so special. Everyone that meets my son thinks that about him.
Oh, that's
all
nice.
Me. That's not his mom. That should be known. All right, so let's see. The world's dirtiest man dies at age 94 in Iran.
Didn't they just bathe him?
After bathing for the first time in years.
Oh, no.
That's what killed him?
Yep.
Was he on something? Those are
keeping them together.
So he was living by himself, just out and about, and he smoked one pack of cigarettes a day. Was like, this is just his life. The people from the town came together, and it was a month before he died, though, that they forced him to bathe. But he felt like soap and stuff like that were no good for you. And then it turned out after he bathed is when he finally died.
How old was he?
94.
Oh.
This is
him. Do you have any pictures?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
But he lived to 94 without fucking bathing.
By the way, and smoking a pack a day.
That's amazing. Because
he's like immune to everything, probably.
Harrington was on a trajectory to becoming this man. When I met Harrington, I saw the future, dude. It was like Doctor Strange, dude. I went and I time traveled with the Infinity Stone, and I saw millions of possible outcomes.
Yeah,
and they were all that.
It was all
and
of them.
And one is just him and Alex and a baby.
Yes, dude. Yes. There was one, and we fucking did it, doggy. Because that was supposed to be Mike Harrington.
Dude, there it was.
You really turned him around.
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of sad when the landlord just took a picture of Harrington asleep on the bench outside and texted it to Ralph with the words,
Is this yours?
It was such a fucking dehumanizing thing.
Dude, I'm telling you right
we
now.
We turned it around, man.
We did. I'm looking at the racist live chat watching the episode that's on now.
Look at you in the future past.
Hell yeah, dude. let's see. Lewis is about to go back to rollerblading.
Remember, because we were talking about the heel, the moonwalker.
Oh, the moonwalker.
How you like being on tiny wheels. That's you're a man of tiny wheels.
That happened on Wednesday. That was wild.
You bought moonwalkers?
Dude, these are shoes.
You get a DUI or something?
They're shoes that essentially like
love those.
Have wheels on them, but they're not Heelys.
Oh, I thought you were talking about those shoes that are bouncy.
No.
That actually seems like they'd be called moonwalkers. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Those plastic ones?
Those are fun. Those? Mm-hmm. Those are fun. I was always too fat for toys that you had to wear. Yeah.
Those were just shoes.
I would break. Dude, a skip it didn't even fit around my fat foot, dude. I couldn't even get it over my...
That's what you had to do. You had to skip it. Too fat. Gotta skip it.
couldn't get a fucking, one of those pogo balls. You were at a ball on top of a ball on top of a platform. Not once, dude. It would go to the side. It would fucking deflate.
The thing with the handle?
There's no handle, dude. Pogo ball.
The fuck's a
pogo? You don't remember a pogo ball? Pull up a pogo ball commercial. Let me bring the boys back. Let's go back in time, folks.
Remember those things you would bounce on, like the kangaroo
balls?
You're
thinking of a hippity hop.
That's a pogo stick.
Yeah.
You're thinking of a pogo stick.
I'm thinking of a ball.
Oh, yeah, the pogo ball.
Where it's a ball with a handle on it.
The pogo ball is the one in between your feet.
Oh, which we're in... And don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. They bounce around the department store on it.
Here, I can show you that one. Oh, no. I'll show you this one first.
This is the pogo ball.
This is a pogo ball, yeah.
Yeah, you had to be a fucking 80-pound girl in order to do that, dude.
You had to be
a fat kid, you're just like... Poosh. That was me with my big fat head. Give me the pogo ball. I want to play with it. Everyone's like, get away, Lewis.
How come I've never seen one of these?
Never seen a pogo ball?
Never.
Dude? That's crazy. I thought pogo. How old are you, Yerim?
33.
Yeah, you're a little younger, I guess. I guess you're aged out of the pogo ball.
I guess so.
Zach, you remember the pogo ball?
I think I remember those. Yeah, I remember. I definitely remember the moon shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Moon shoes.
If Zach wears a skirt, he looks like a pogo ball.
Oh,
okay.
No one's safe.
No one's safe.
No one's safe here. Even Zach and Miko. I get it. I got it for everyone. Pogo ball was fucking dope. What are some other great toys that were physical that
Shannon,
I can't
did
use?
You look up the hippity hop?
So
a bop it.
Oh, maybe let me try under that name because I've found one, but I don't have the commercial of it. Hold on. Hippity hop?
That's what I remember him being called.
I thought it was a kangaroo ball, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Okay,
ball.
Here's one from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. I was a fat fuck, too.
That girl is masturbating, by the way. This is how little girls learn to masturbate in the beginning. She's coming. He's hurting his dick and balls.
Uh-huh.
This tiny young girl's having orgasms.
Breaking her hymen over fucking the duck's
head. She turns that duck around when the camera's not on.
That's sick.
Looks like Chloe after a lip injection.
It's Chloe's head sticking out of a hippity hop. Somebody in the racist live chat, can you superimpose Chloe's head onto a hippity hop, please?
Thank you
very much. Appreciate that. Very cool of you. Let's see. So, okay. Let's talk about this. James Corden. More James Corden news. Are we following James Corden?
He's just in the news so much lately.
It's a good thing, right? There's no such thing as bad press.
It's not great.
That's what they say. Louis C.K. told me that. So no such thing.
You would know.
No.
Yeah. Shannon, go ahead.
So people are saying that he plagiarized a joke by Ricky Gervais. And he is responding and saying, I have no idea where this joke came from. So he's like acknowledging it that it's the same, but not saying that he copied it. And I can show you a little.
I will be the judge.
Okay.
I'll be the comedy judge.
Here's a cut back and forth between the two.
Because if someone puts up a poster in a town square that says guitar.
Eh?
That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board
and there's a notice, guitar lessons.
Like, you don't get people in the town go, I don't want to play the guitar.
And you go, but I don't fucking want guitar lessons.
Well, then that sign wasn't for you. It was for somebody else. You don't have to get mad about all of it.
Fine, it's not for you.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is plagiarism.
That is word for word.
Yeah, that's word for word. Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
So more than likely, somebody was like, let me get fucking James Corden fucked on this. Yeah. Somebody on the writing staff had a fucking, you know, when like somebody works at a department store and they get over the loudspeaker and go, this job fucking sucks. Bob is a sexual harasser. Susan is a fat bitch. She never showers. I'm out.
Baba booey, baba booey.
Doggy, this is what happened. This person just said, fuck James Corden. I want to fuck him. That's crazy.
That is
word for word. Verbatim. So
he tweeted, and his tweet was, inadvertently told a brilliant Ricky Gervais joke on the show last night. Obviously, not knowing it came from him. It's brilliant because it's a Ricky Gervais joke. You can watch all of Ricky's excellent specials on Netflix.
Oh, and he gave him a free plug, too.
He doesn't really need a free plug. I think Ricky Gervais is more famous than James Corden.
Yeah.
Right?
Why? Here's the thing. It's not like he wrote it. He's not sitting there writing his monologue.
Look, there's a bigger problem there. Like, if I'm him, and he probably is behind closed doors, considering the fact the way that he talks to fucking waitstaff members, I'm sure he's losing his fucking mind at his writing staff, because I would lose my fucking mind.
Right.
It's your only job. It's your only job is to write original creative jokes. And but that seems like a hit job. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's not
up.
Just like... Because if it wasn't, if it was somebody who's trying to steal the concept, they would have just changed the words.
They would have changed like guitar to some whatever the fuck.
And I'm sure, by the way, the way that these writers write, this was the whole thing with Amy Schumer when her writers were lifting jokes or, you know, you'll see it happen a lot, right? SNL regularly gets accused of it. It's a lot of volume, right? They got to come up with a ton of shit.
Right.
So I'm assuming, number one, parallel thinking happens. Number two, people subconsciously lift shit, right? Where they don't even realize that they're lifting something. They saw it and they back cataloged it, and then something triggers it and it comes out. Or number three, which is probably much, much, much less often, but it does happen. People are just saying, fuck, dude, I got to get more jokes in. I don't have enough. Let me just sneak a couple in that aren't original. And then they make their way through, right? Because people are like, oh, that's fucking great. I'm sure there are a bunch of like hacks and joke thieves in these writing rooms. Zach, you were just in a writer's room for the Whitney
Rose. Zach, you're a hack.
You're a hack thief. So
to be honest with you, with that, if you're a writer, you might have remembered that bit and thought it was like an anecdote or like a story.
Not that. No, I think you couldn't. It's verbatim.
It's
that's,
right on the fucking nose.
Yeah, you know what?
Every
right.
word. I mean, literally line for line. If you watch it, it goes boom, boom, boom. I mean, he literally just takes out the word fucking. Like,
it's no, you're right. You're right.
The order of the words, it's impossible.
And they use guitar. That could have been anything,
guitar
any kind of fucking lesson.
Even Town Square, first I was like, well, maybe, I'm not from England, so I don't know if like Town Square is as common a word for, you know, so I was like, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt until it was just every single word was in the same order. It's impossible. That's why I think it was a hit job. I think it was not only, it wasn't somebody stealing a joke, it was somebody purposefully stealing a joke to make James Corden look bad.
Yeah.
Why didn't they get a better joke?
That is also true. It wasn't a brilliant joke. It wasn't that great of a joke. It was okay. I don't even get it.
I didn't get it either.
Am I crazy?
It had to do, the context was it had something to do with, I think that was like for transgenders in the beginning, and then he said,
I don't have the setup.
That's the fucking context.
They didn't give the context.
It says it in the article that they were talking about Elon Musk and people responding. It says, when you see Elon Musk talk about Twitter, he does this thing where he goes, well, it's the town square. And then the next thing is, but it isn't, because if someone puts up a poster in a town square, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So that's
wrong.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
So Elon Musk.
No, it's a funny joke when you have the context, but fucking some asshole non-comedian just made us go, what the fuck is he even talking about? I think it was definitely lifted, unquestionably. Unquestionably lifted.
But like you said, that was fucking planned.
I want to know who did it. There's more to that story. It's not simply somebody just did it by accident. There has to be more to that story.
It's the most hungover guy in the room.
Yeah, dude.
He's got to submit something by 3:00.
I mean, with roast writing, I mean, there has to be the amount of parallel thinking. There's only...
Just on this job that we
I'm sure the
on,
10 people you guys come in with the same jokes.
There was stuff we had to throw out.
Yeah.
Because we would Google it and see if somebody had already tweeted it.
I mean, the amount of not only just tweets, but the amount of roasts that have been out there.
Yeah.
I mean... There's only so many things you can say. Like, there's a trans comic on the thing. It's like, how many different angles can you really have on her? You know?
Thank God she's Asian, too.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it really works out.
Yeah, no, look, it's fucking, it's gonna be.
Thank God.
Thank God she's Asian. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look,
they don't feel. You can say whatever you want.
Robots.
It's going to be great, but I'm assuming that has to be somewhat challenging to stay like original and.
Yeah, we put there was a lot of premises thrown out. Like we were trying to come at it from different angles. Like we would get one or two regular jokes in, and it's like, all right, no more jokes about this because everybody's just submitting different wording of the same thing.
What's funny is like I'm excited to do the roast, which is gonna be fun. I'm pumped. I'm flying out on Friday. The roast is being filmed on Sunday. Are you going out for the roast?
No,
you don't give a shit.
Who's the roast of?
Whitney Cummings.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm more excited to see what they're gonna say about me because I've been roasted by my friends, but now it's like a whole bunch of people that don't know me that like are roasting me.
Yeah, you should have been in there with a room full of 9 girls watching a video of you trying to figure out what was going on. At a certain point, I had to go, "Hey, this guy's my best friend."
Wait, what happened? What do you mean?
It was all like LA people trying to figure you out. And at a certain point, they were like, "Oh," and I'm like, "Guys, please, it's my best friend."
No, I know. Kim told me too. She had to like defend me. She was like, "Yeah, you have no idea how much these women hate you."
Yeah.
Is he playing a character? Is he always like
no,
that?
No, that was they, that's of what course they didn't they get. Did that's what they didn't get.
LA gash fucking pit in the ass.
Shut up, you fucking twats. I know the, exactly. I know the list of those bitches. I know who's in that room.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, let's see. Guess what's happening here? What is that, Shannon? Oh, is that a segment?
It's just maybe an attempt at one.
What is this segment?
So before I play it, it's just something that Natalie found on Instagram. And when she showed it to me, I couldn't tell exactly what I was looking at.
Okay.
So I figure maybe it'll be fun for you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Guess What's Happening Here.
Okay. Oh, here you go.
The fuck
There's
is
no,
that?
No sound.
Is that a turkey?
I'm going to stop it for a second. Do you want to take a guess based
on
what
you see? Sleeping bird.
Is it a duck?
It's a bird going poo.
Is it a bird caught in fishing line?
I think maybe it's a bird that's being eaten by something or it has a fish and it's too heavy.
Mm-hmm. Something about a frog. Yes. I see the word frog on the right.
Are you cheating?
Oh, yeah, you got a fucking
frog.
You're cheating.
Frog. Ribbit, frog, right? Am I right? I'm right.
I'll finish playing it.
I did it, guys.
Here you go.
Oh, the frog's eating the fucker.
Oh, it's a bird being eaten by a frog.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Dude, frogs are savage, huh?
But it would have never been able to swallow that whole bird.
It would have just drowned him, though.
He could pick it apart piece by piece, though.
Oh, is the bird alive still?
Yeah.
Oh, he saved his life.
His head was in it.
Dickhead got back right in the water.
Yeah. Idiot.
What quack, a fucking quack,
put the frog back.
I'd keep that fucking frog. That
frog
thing's amazing.
Is furious, dude. Man, imagine you were swallowing a nice, delicious meal and somebody came over and just pulled it out of your throat.
Yeah, you're having duck.
Yeah.
But they pulled your fucking seat out from underneath you.
I love duck. Some people don't like duck, dude.
Duck is the
That's
best.
All right.
Duck confit.
People fuck it up, though, and it's like gamey and shit.
Some of the best fucking meals I've ever had have been fucking duck.
You ever caught like, you ever had
caught
like, fresh duck?
Caught a duck? No. Never caught a duck.
You got to eat it that
I'm not
day.
A hillbilly.
It's amazing. Durham. It's fucking amazing. Yeah. You find nothing better than a nice fresh duck.
Not, not a frog.
Shot in the morning and then cooked that day.
That day. Same thing with turkey.
I just
amazing.
Did this in Belize.
How much do you look like Elmer Fudd when you're dressed to hunt?
A lot. Because I wear my hat like up here, so my fucking bald head forehead is sticking out.
I just talked about this. I was just in Belize, and we went fishing, and we caught some amazing fish. We caught two really nice, delicious big fish, and we brought them back to the restaurant, and they cooked them up for us. Like we literally, they were alive on the boat. Brought them off the boat. The guy fucking, you know, skinned them, filleted them. Yeah. We walked them to the restaurant in a bag on ice. Within like, we were eating it from being alive in the water to being in our stomachs.
Bless you.
Like an hour and a half. Yeah. Like it was crazy because we didn't even catch the fish till the end of the day. We caught nothing all morning. Then the end of the day, we caught two nice fish, right?
What type?
Which he probably literally just let them off the back of the boat. Fucking catch something. These guys are going to give me a bad
review.
They're
already dead. Yeah,
oh, you got him.
You have to thaw this one out first before you eat it. And it goes...
Mine's got ice on it.
This one doesn't have a head. Doggy. It's the best. In fact, I've told the story many a times that I didn't even like fish before I fished in Jamaica. I did that. I was a catch and cook. We caught tuna and they made us tuna steaks at the resort in Jamaica. This is when I was like 22 years old. Then I fell in love with fish because there was something so primal about catching it ourselves, cooking it up ourselves. You know, it was like, it was amazing. It really, I understand it. And in a weird way, it gives me the temptation and the desire to want to go and hunt something to eat it, specifically to eat it. But I don't know that I could kill a real animal. I feel like maybe a fucking duck I could kill.
You could kill a turkey.
I don't think a turkey or I don't think
aren't
birds.
Turkeys mean?
Birds
fucking shoot a mean bird.
Birds are maybe slightly above fish in terms of my emotional.
Oh, emotionally. Oh, that means you're not a psychopath.
No, yeah, I don't want to kill animals. That's great. I don't kill bugs.
Oh, that's great.
I genuinely don't kill bugs. Like if there's a bug, I mean.
We know you don't kill.
I can't. I don't have it in me, folks.
Do you like dogs?
I don't mind dogs. I'm not a big animal. It's not even that I'm an animal guy. I just don't fucking want to kill things. You
right.
know?
I dated a guy who hated animals.
That's terrible. Strange.
That's a bad sign, I think.
Yeah, that's really
that's strange. Sociopathy, yeah.
You don't want
that. He had a kid, and the child really wanted a dog, so he got her one of those leashes with the invisible dog at the end.
Oh, what a fucking twat. Why would you do that to your kid? That's fucking trauma.
That's hilarious. Just tell your kid that you have an invisible dog.
I'm not
it's not like I'm like, oh my god, I fucking love animals so much. It's not even that, dude. I just have a weird aversion to fucking taking life. I feel weird about it. Even like when I was a little kid stepping on an ant, I'd be like, yeah, why are we murdering this fucking ant?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad when I fish and I pull it out of the ocean and, you know. Yeah, it's because I'm going to eat it. If I wasn't going to eat it, I wouldn't just kill the animal. I would have a real sense of guilt about just being like, oh, we're just going to fucking leave it on the side of the road now.
You got to eat it.
Have you ever hit anything with your car?
Ooh. Just other cars.
Yeah.
And a couple people.
You jaywalking?
No, I have never hit anything with my car. I would probably feel bad. As an accident, no, I probably wouldn't feel bad.
If you hit an animal and it was still alive and suffering, do you think you would have it and you would put it out of its misery?
No.
I would let it suffer.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Try to choke the fucking
What would you do? Well, unless you have a fucking a rack of guns in the back of your pickup truck. It's a little different.
I
do.
I would reverse.
And arrows.
You would just keep on going over and over again. I feel like your father has that story with a former business partner of his. What would you do, Zach?
HMO, you're covered.
You crush his head with a big rock.
You'd crush his head with a big rock.
If it's suffering, yeah, you got to kill it, right?
But what happens if you don't kill it with that first blow?
Keep hitting
it. Now you cracked its skull. Its eyes all caved in. Now it's twitching.
Fuck it.
It's crazy.
I had to do that to a bird one time. It flew into the garage door, and it was just sitting there with a broken neck. So I went in the back, I put it down, and took a stump and went, and had to kill it that way. I felt bad.
No, I would walk away from it. I would not. I mean, I've seen baby birds fall out of trees, and they're fucking twitching. Yeah. You know, are you supposed to stomp on that bitch?
No, I hit it with a rock. Like you said, just bam. Just hit it. I feel bad. I don't
have
like
you done
to
that to a
suffering.
Baby bird? You've seen a baby bird fall out of a tree?
Seen
and come
a bird
up?
Get, like I said, smashed into
or what about a bird
that
it's like its wings are all broken? You see him just walking around for a couple days in the back courtyard.
Oh, he's going to fucking get eaten.
Yeah, so you just smash him with a rock?
I mean, what's worse?
I heard that people take turkeys and they snap their necks. Or no, you hold them down so that they go into a sleep. Some sort of sleep, and then you snap their neck and then people bite the heads off.
I usually put them into a sleep with a shotgun. Most of the time.
Shotgun turkey.
No, but if you have to kill it with your hands.
Oh, yeah, then you have to grab them and twist.
Wouldn't a shotgun just fucking fuck up all the meat?
No, there's different little shots, like little bird shots. It's like little BBs that you use.
It's like what Dick Cheney got in the shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. That's
bird
where you live.
Oh, yeah, bird
shot. Would you put Dick Cheney out of his misery?
Yeah.
But wait, so hold on. So these little pellets, they penetrate.
No, you got to shoot the head because that's the only thing that's not covered by like breast and feathers and all that other bullshit. So you got to aim for the head and you got to hit him in the head.
Where do you go hunting?
Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Could I kill my own turkey for Thanksgiving? Am I thinking about it right now?
You got to.
Can I do that?
It's over. Canada, can you look up turkey hunting?
No. How many? It's over.
It's over. It's only 1 week in November. Then it's again in April for a full month until May.
Oh, then there's dove hunting, dove season.
Yeah, dove is... November next week?
Yeah, it's dove season.
That's what they said when they bathed that homeless guy. It's dove season. Then they killed him with
dove. No, but you can go dove hunting right now. It's a huge thing.
Dove hunt.
They are delicious. Doves.
The only plus side of dove hunting is that you might accidentally shoot a magician.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Thanks. I'm a professional comedian.
No sound effect?
No. No. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to sit in it. We're not always going to.
I liked it.
Thanks.
That was really funny.
Let's see.
I'll give you some of the meat this year. I just killed the deer.
You killed the turk.
I killed the deer.
But deer hunting's over as well?
No, that's all the way till February. Right now is the prime of the fucking season.
You'll give me some meat. Why don't you bring... Sergio fucking Chacon comes in with snakes and fucking stories and a fucking whole thing. Dude, you got meat sitting in a fucking locker and you could have given me some?
I do, yeah. I'll bring some for you. Well, you live in fucking Jersey. I drop it off in front of your house. But here you go.
So it's venison.
Venison, yeah.
And what part of the deer is it? You cut this bitch yourself. You break down the deer yourself.
No. I gut them open, and then I take them to the butcher shop.
And they break them down.
And they break them down, yeah.
What do you do with the guts?
Leave them in the woods.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Roll around in them. Yeah. Have fun.
Make a bow. Pretend I'm a pretty lady.
Use the lungs as earmuffs. Looks nice.
I'm on Broadway.
So you got him.
I was the original Mrs. Potts.
That's the big
Hi, James.
Boy guy. How fucking fat I was in that picture, Jesus.
So you got this thing. Yeah. You cut open his stomach and his chest. Down, like it was from his neck down to his.
Yeah, dick. Like up to like. Once you get better at it, you could only cut. You only have to cut up to the chest and you reach in and find the windpipe. And then you cut the windpipe, cut down. We're all just held together by our throats and assholes. It's weird. Right. Everything else just floating in there. So then you got to take the knife, put it down the spine, cut out the asshole, and you just pull.
So you put it down the spine, so you're cutting out the spine?
There's like skin that's like attached to the spine and the ribs that you got
to
cut out.
You have to carve it out.
Yeah, yeah. You give it a little cut, and then you just pull everything.
You pull, and then all the innards come out in one pull.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then some other animals come and eat that.
Eat it right away. But the fucking next day I went back. But the deer I recently shot. Fucking a fox got right to it and started eating it at the hole of the arrow where it went. And the fox started eating. The thing was only dead for less than an hour.
Wow.
And he already got to it. Wow. I'll bring you some meat this year.
I would love to. So what's the best part? What's the best cut of
backstrap?
What's the filet mignon of the
backstrap is fucking unbelievable.
The backstrap.
Yeah, you would have no idea. It's deer. That's how soft this fucking thing
you're gonna
is.
You're going to bring me a backstrap of deer. And how do I cook it? I prepare like a steak?
You could do it like a steak. You could put it in a slow cooker. You could put it on
Chloe's
a grill. You can put it there. I got to bring it to you. It's fucking amazing.
I would love it, dude. I'll grill up some fucking venison. And if I really like it, if I love it, if I love the flavor, maybe we'll do our first ever real ass podcast hunting trip and we'll murder our own deer.
That'd be fucking great. It.
We'll go hunting with Doug.
You should have James and his cousin watch Bambi and then serve venison for dinner.
That's a great idea.
Dude, my
And
fucking,
don't tell him.
You like
that kid? We went to an Italian spot last night, and every time I go to this Italian spot, I get the veal parmesan. It's fucking
veal
delicious.
Veal is delicious. It's wrong, and I've been on cattle farms before, and you see a little veal in a cage, and you're like, oh, but it's so
good. I told the kids, I was like, you know, this is a baby cow. They're like, oh. No way. I was like, try it. They're like, mom, fucking dug in, dude. You give a fuck, dude.
It's fucking delicious.
And then my niece went, I love baby cow.
Perfect. Get him in there, dude. Soon.
I told them that oysters are alive when you eat them. They love the idea of eating live animals now.
See these kids. God bless. You're raising them right, Lewis. Yeah.
It's also, you know, fucking crazy that a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old are eating oysters.
Yeah.
I thought oysters were gross until I was in my 30s, I think.
I still fucking hate them.
You don't like oysters?
No. I can't stand them.
I don't like them big and thick. I like a little small, medium-sized oyster. You get these big, thick ones. It's too much. Too much, dude.
I can't do it. It's just too clammy. It's too, like, a loogie.
It's oyster-y.
When it gets caught in your fucking throat.
I love it. Mom, 46, and look-alike daughter, 22, claim people can't tell them apart. So can you guess which woman is older? Let's see.
I bet
hide the
can.
Comments, though.
Yeah, hide the comments, Shannon.
Yeah, we don't know which one's a frog.
Oh, yeah, the old one.
The one on the left.
the old bitch on the left.
The one with all the fucking foundation on and her neck's two different colors from her tits. That's the older one.
the one who's got a turkey neck.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the one on the right.
No fucking way.
Shut up, Chloe. asshole. Why do you go against the grain every time?
Does it fake?
Yeah, Chloe, send me a picture of your pussy. What are you doing?
Okay.
Barbie Porter from Tennessee and her daughter Haley. Who names their daughter Barbie? Like, it's a crazy
a whore.
Thing. It's but it's like,
maybe her name is Barbara.
And she calls herself Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's annoying. And daughter Haley claimed people can't tell them apart. However many admitted it's easy to spot who's older.
It is. Look at the jowls on her that she's trying to cover up, the one on the left. So
one guy posted a comment, and he was holding a towel, and he's like, or a pillow, and he goes, guess which one's a pillow? Is there even a pillow? shit. I mean, look, the daughter's hot.
Do a video.
Yeah, so is the mom, though.
Mom's hot enough. The daughter's tight.
Do you want to see the video?
Yeah, let's see.
Pull their pants down, you'll tell the difference.
One of us is 46, and the other one is 22. Who's who?
Yeah.
Guess who's the mom?
Please, the daughter.
Please let us know in the comments. Comment it.
I hate the two.
She even has an older voice.
She does.
She's a fucking grizzled bitch.
Yeah.
Guess we know. Which one is the young one?
The one that can't stop tanning to hide the wrinkles. That is a fucking other one.
I hate her. All right. Well, that was a pointless bit, Shannon. Thank you very much.
I didn't want to do that one.
Let's go. What is this? A family has a dead golden retriever and they turned him into a rug. That's a fun thing.
Ooh. Oh, I saw that.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Here's
we thought about doing this with sport.
Holy shit.
He's not even a nice rug.
Oh, my God. No,
he's not. It's kind of nice.
He's terrible.
Oh, he
looks like a boneless dog.
Yeah, he looks like he got run over in a cartoon. Yeah. He got steamrolled.
Can we play the video?
Ding.
Oh,
what the fuck, dude? How in the head it, these serial killers?
Oh, that's weird.
Give me your paw.
That's weird. Good boy.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Lay down. Flatter.
Play dead.
Flatter.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, it's way worse than if it was stuffed.
Yeah.
And you put it in the corner and you walked over and pet your dog.
Well, that's usually when they make like a lion rug with the head still attached, right? The head's kind of stuffed, right?
Yeah.
So that's the same thing with a bear.
And the paws are a little bit too, right?
Yeah, this looks hilarious.
Yeah.
This looks like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It's just deflated.
Somebody dropped a safe on the rabbit's head.
It looks like you're supposed to blow in the dog's nose to reinflate it.
No, it looks like a breast implant pop or something.
Yeah, that's sad. It's a sad thing to have in your house.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And then you get a new dog, and I bet it shits on the old dog. And now you got to clean dog shit out of your dog.
Well, you know what? It's a puppy. It's going to be growling at the fucking rug thing. That's fucking dark shit.
How much is it to get your dog stuffed?
Should be free.
Or to get it turned into a rug?
Hold on one second. This is in Australia.
Rugify your dog.
It's a new business.
I like this.
I'm really into like weird taxidermy stuff, and I want one so bad. There's this guy that makes squirrels, but they've got little spoons, and they're doing coke, and you can put them outside your house. And I really want a squirrel
armadillos
doing a bump.
That are holding the bottles of alcohol.
Yeah,
I can get you a stuffed squirrel. You want one? There's millions of them. I'll take one for you.
So it varies on if you want it.
Wait, what do you mean? Like people have them?
No. They're always fucking running around and
squirrels.
Shit.
So you're just going to kill one for them and then stuff
and then
it?
You could have it. Yeah.
You're going to stuff
it? I have to get it stuffed.
Oh, I'm not going to stuff it, but I'll get it stuffed.
He can
for
find
you.
Roadkill, Doug.
No. He said he'll get it stuffed for me.
Oh, he'll get it stuffed. Okay.
Be my gift.
But he needs a Coke spoon with it.
We'll figure it out.
What would you kill? How would you kill a squirrel? What would you kill him with?
Either an arrow or a shotgun.
An arrow will fucking obliterate a squirrel.
No, you get the small game tipped arrows. They're blunt
toothpicks. Toothpick on a rubber band.
It's actually Razor Ramon throwing a fucking toothpick in his eye.
Toothpick on a rubber band.
Bing! Have you ever eaten a squirrel? Would you ever eat a squirrel?
I don't know if I could do that.
You know if you could do it? Why not?
It's too much like a fucking gerbil or a rodent. I can't.
Yeah, what are you, Ecuadorian?
Yeah, exactly. I've eaten a fucking iguana from a fucking Costa Rican one time. Meat was green.
Yeah, they don't. You would assume you eat the tail, right?
The tail, yeah.
No, you eat the legs and the legs. Mm-hmm.
It's the legs.
Right? The legs is what you eat.
Probably because the tail's too much muscle.
The tail's a big, fat, tough muscle.
But that's what
they said. They said you can cook it. They said you have to cook it a very specific way.
I had no idea. This whole time I thought it was the tail.
Because we were seeing, well, you might have been eating the tail, but it's harder to cook the tail.
Huh.
We were talking to these Belizeans that were teaching us about it, the black iguanas and the green iguanas. And yeah, because they shit everywhere. We thought that it was like, there's capybaras, which is the largest land rodent. They were like these, they look like dog-sized squirrels with no tails.
What?
And they were just running
capybaras.
Around. Capybaras. Yeah, they call them bush bunnies as well, the locals.
It's got teeth like hanging out of his fucking mouth.
Yeah, look at this fucking guy. Yeah. They're fucking wild, dude.
It's like a wallaby almost.
They were huge, dude. They were just running around all over Belize. Like, it was crazy. In the morning, first thing, because we go to see the sunrise.
Yeah.
And walking to the dock to watch the sunrise, they'd just be fucking running through shit, like scavenging for shit.
They eat this fucking thing?
They were terrible. I don't know if I'm sure people do eat them, dude, but they were fucking terrifying. But I thought they were shitting in the pool. There was shit on the step in the pool, and I was like, dude, the capybara shit. And then I complained.
It was your girlfriend?
I complained to the guy, and I was like, yeah, there's, you know, capybara shit, thinking I know. And he was like, no. He's like, that's iguana shit, sir. And I was like, well, really? And then he pointed out that there was like six iguanas in the trees.
Oh.
And they come over and they shit in the water.
They got big shits? Like a fucking human-sized shit?
Big old fucking shit out of an iguana. Big old iguana shit.
Can we see a picture of iguana shit?
I would love to see some iguana shit right now.
This thing shits like a cat.
Shannon, this could have been you the whole time. We could be in Belize together making love.
Making an animal.
Smelling iguana shit.
Shannon had an opportunity. There was probably a year there where Shannon could have been Mrs. Rattlesnake.
Oh, my God. It is like a cat shit.
Oh.
And it's green, too. Everything about these fucking things is green. Fucking...
That's the color I shit when I eat blueberry cereal.
He's shitting a solid four right now, Zach.
Yeah, that is a good four.
That's a good four.
I took a four this morning. Nice. I felt really good about myself.
But what's a solid four?
We're going to the shit chart on today's show.
Shannon, I'm kidding. You're very, very beautiful. You were the woman in my eyesight when he said
Shannon,
that.
It could have been you. We could have been in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I took a good four this morning.
Oh, these things.
I'm obsessed with this chart.
Type three.
What is type six? It looks like wheat thins.
Mushy consistency with ragged edges.
Mild diarrhea, it's called. Look at that.
Shannon, do you ever regret not like taking me up on this opportunity? I'm a genuinely good boyfriend.
I believe you. But this is still like, if that would have happened at some point, one of us would have gotten over it, and then we wouldn't have continued the work relationship.
Yes, we would have. You would have actually been able to take information that you've known about my personal life and use it in order to get further in this business.
I feel like I know plenty. Yeah.
You think you could blackmail me? Text me right now one thing that you could blackmail me with. Text me one thing.
Give me a second to find it.
Text me one thing that you can blackmail me with, and I'll tell you if it's blackmailable.
It was the N-word he texted her last week.
Let's go.
You gotta give me a minute.
He was describing a blackmail.
It was Derek Kane's phone number.
Call this. Get him on a show.
Whatever this is, by the way, I'm just gonna say it, just so you know. Just I want to take the power away from Shannon. I want her. Please send it right now.
I gotta
send it right now, Shannon. Please, for the love of God, because I will I have no fear of you, Shannon. You should fear me, bitch.
Why are you attacking me? You created this whole thing.
I will fucking destroy you.
Oh, I don't know. I still have it. Hold on, wait.
Oh, you don't even have the evidence, you moron.
Is it a picture or a text message?
Oh, wait, I think I know what she's going to send me, by the way.
And then could I blackmail you with it?
No. You could. If it's what I think it is, I promise you, you couldn't. I won't say it on the show right now. But no, if the shit hit the fan, no, I don't think you could.
Okay.
If it's what I think it is.
Wait, is it a picture or a text?
Shut the fuck up, Doug.
It's just a picture of my
Doug,
vagina.
Doug, how about you mind your fucking business, Doug? You fucking asshole. You want to come back with venison or not?
Oh, now I want to know what the fuck this is.
I want to know, too. Does Natalie know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. Damn. I know exactly what it is. I'm going to text it to you, Shannon.
Okay.
I'll text it to you again now.
So I'll have it again so I can find it.
I'm fucking afraid of you, bitch. Let's go.
Send it to my DMs. I got to see what this is. He's in blackface.
What a hilarious video to send somebody you in blackface jerking off.
Oh, that'd be
just says cancel this and then the N-word.
That's fucking great. Written on his stomach.
Let's see. Hold on. Shannon. Texting Shannon.
Did you find it?
No, I didn't find it, but I'm just asking you a question.
Yes.
Shut up, Shannon.
Wait, now
you
I got it. Up.
You took advantage of me, you bitch.
No. Wait, you got to show me.
You brought it up.
No. Come on.
I'll tell you later.
What is it?
Mind you, Chloe, how about you come in dressed hotter and you'll get things.
Okay.
Did you fucking
if you were dressed better, you would have gotten that text.
I'm putting the pieces together. He goes, you took advantage of me, bitch. Now she I'm did. Like, oh, what
she
is
did.
This?
She knows she did.
It's amazing.
Shannon knows what she did.
Somebody was passed out.
It's all good. Listen, guys, we're fine. Shannon, you want to raise? How you doing?
That'd be cool. Thank
how you. Doing? How are you doing in life, Shannon? No, I wouldn't. I don't know. Without, you know, it's going to be annoying for people listening in. I'll tell you later why that couldn't fucking blackmail me.
Okay. I didn't threaten you. I didn't bring this up.
I know what you have in your mind, right? It's the first thing she thought of. It was on the tip of her tongue. She was ready to throw it right in my face.
Yeah. She's been waiting for years.
Throw it right in my face.
Yeah.
Does the event start with an S and end with Taft trip to Jamaica?
Oh, shit. All right. Let's... Twitter night. Let's go. Let's do another Twitter night before we get out of here. Twitter Noit. Love it.
So this is a 21-year-old model.
Toy.
That when she was younger.
Toy.
When she was younger, she was obsessed with tweezing her eyebrows.
Oh, no.
Toy.
To fit into like regular standards.
Toy.
And then after about 6 months or so, she gave up and didn't want to do her eyebrows anymore.
Oh, no.
Noit.
So
Noit.
She just leaves them as is now. So
oh, no.
This is now how Drama. She looks.
Latina.
Oh.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's Jesus. A unibrow.
Unibrow.
Russian?
Good in that picture.
Great in that picture.
Yeah, the other Instagram one was a little... Yeah.
That dykey pixie haircut I don't like. Oh, God.
This girl's a model?
I guess like an Instagram model.
Yeah, but did you see her other pictures though?
No, she's got a unique look. I would understand if she like did some modeling stuff. Let me see. Let's see.
Yeah.
You gotta see some more photos of her.
Hmm.
I mean, toy.
Yeah.
How's the body though?
Like, toy. It's
body's
look,
good.
She's toy.
Yeah, she's got a weird androgynous like European thing.
She's toy, but she should just do her eyebrows. She'd be toyter.
Yeah.
Why not be the toitest you could possibly be? That's what
she's
I say.
She's making up for a lack of personality by having a unibrow.
Is this the lesson for this?
Eyes
is
up
like,
there.
Be the toitest you could possibly be. Be your toitest self.
Yeah.
You know?
Ah, but there she's got a unibrow. That's fucking... It's like Christopher Moltisanti.
I mean, look.
She looks like the bitch from Dodgeball.
Doug Urim will only be able to reference Italian movies.
She looks like the bitch from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like Frau.
The crazy Russian bitch.
Yeah, what's the family on Always Sunny, where it's like the sister?
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
What are they? Pull them up. I forget the name.
Hold on, I'm going to bring up the girl time. First that you were talking about. This is from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And it was actually Emily Rauskob. She was at Skankfest.
That's
who you're talking about. No, that's from
No. That's Gail the Snail. That's a different character that I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah. So I can't think of the family. Hold on.
No,
Mary Lynn Reschjeb.
Yeah, no, I know you the fucking
No, there's like a family of like they're like inbred fucking
Yeah, no, and it's on
Oh, the McPoyles.
Yes. And the sister of the McPoyles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here.
Hold on. One of the McPoyles is the kid from the people under the stairs.
Yes, there we go. Still would. Toy.
I'd rather have the thicker eyebrows than hairy armpits. I could deal with the eyebrows. I don't know about...
Look, here's the thing. It's like a, you know, it's a point system. All women start off as being beautiful creatures. I believe that. Mm. And then you start deducting points from them for their weird shit. Hairy armpits, eyebrows, being fat.
I bet a lot more girls have eyebrows like that than we'll ever know.
Oh, yeah, because there's so many of us
take care of them.
Yeah, but I guess it's a very specific thing because we don't pluck our eyebrows. And
no,
you probably do, Doug. Jeez, you got some bushy ass.
Well, dude, sometimes eyebrows. My eyebrows curl on top like a Captain Hook mustache, I gotta fucking trim them a little bit.
That's crazy.
Or else I look fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, if you have to fucking pull out like.
No, I bet like Arab chicks, like.
Oh, yeah.
Kardashians and shit, they gotta take care of those eyebrows.
And wax their entire body. Greeks.
Yeah. But Greek chicks can be pretty hot.
They could, but they're just hairy.
Greek chicks are fucking.
They just got a lot of fucking hair.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
I dated a Greek chick. I didn't date it. We like mess around in high school. And then there was another Greek chick that I fucking had a really big thing for. Fucking so hot. So hot. Goddamn. A woman amongst girls. This girl. And in high school, it was like, I remember like the ninth grade, she just fucking. And massive fucking tits, little tiny waist. She was so fucking hot. Everyone fucking loved this girl. We all did. All my friends. Whatever happened to her, dude? I gotta find her.
That was her with the fucking eyebrows.
I gotta find her, dude. Where's she at? Dude, what is she doing out there? But then you realize they're 40 now. Well, you haven't seen them, so you're still imagining the hottest girl from high school, and then you see them now, you're like, oh.
She's weathered, a little long in the tooth.
The girl that I had a crush on in elementary school. Like I've talked about her on the show before. Somebody was like, "Oh, dude, I know her." Now she like got married or whatever, changed her name, and then they sent me her Instagram profile, and I started following her. She might be more hot now than she was in high school. God damn it, dude! Good for her.
Yeah, but that's with Botox, all that other bullshit.
Maybe. Maybe.
Fillers.
only who? What type of person would get lip fillers, Chloe? All right, we're going to wrap this one. This has been fun. Actually, before we go, can we see the man that sprouted the 2-inch horn on the top of his penis? You keep on putting this in the notes, Shannon. I keep on ignoring it, and I just got to see it at this point.
Okay. So, that would double the length of my penis.
So the actual penis is blurred in this picture, but you can see the horn, which is the important part. Good.
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
Ew.
It does look like a gourd. Look at that.
What the fuck is that?
So it's like a calcified growth. He had one that was like the size of a grain of rice in the past removed, and then a new one started growing, and it like, I guess, got out of hand, and they had to have this surgically removed. That sucks.
He's not packing either, this poor bastard.
It was also turned out to be cancerous.
Oh.
Oh, my
God.
Dude, my dick, like, it felt like I had to pee for like 3 days in a row.
After Lord!
Got back from Belize, and I almost killed myself. Like I started thinking of like, all right, this is it, guys. I got to fucking with my dick. Anything happens with my dick, it really fucks with
me. Wait, you couldn't piss?
No, it felt like I had to piss
all the time.
I thought I had a UTI. Didn't
he probably has an enlarged prostate from all the fucking he did.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Sometimes when you fuck a lot, your prostate's like swollen, and that's why you feel like you have to pee after sex.
Yeah.
Why would my doctor tell me that?
I don't know. Joe DeRosa told me that, so don't take it into account.
I gave myself prostatitis one time by accident when I was a teenager.
I fucked a prostitute. One time
for $250. Hey, let's go down to the club and get some prostatitis.
$250 an hour. That's great.
Back then, it was only $30 from these fucking gross bitches at Heartbreakers in Bloomfield. Did you ever hear of that joint?
No.
It's a shitty strip club where they just flew these girls in from whatever third world shithole they were from, and they would jerk you off for fucking $19 upstairs during the lap dance room.
19 is such a specific number.
Yeah, not 20.
Because you come and get a dollar back.
Well, you know what happened? I fucking had singles in my pocket, like a 10, and like I fucking short. I'm like, she goes $20. I go, I only have 19. She goes, that's fine, Poppy.
Yeah,
and she jerked me off. It was nice.
First time I ever got a hand job from a stripper was for $20 at TNA's in Spring Valley, New York. Little Puerto Rican stripper, and I remember she shaved her pussy hair the same way that Latinos shave the like a little thin pencil mustache on the top of their lips.
Pussy like John Waters.
Doggy, her pussy looked like Gomez Adams. I swear to God, dude, it had like around the pussy lips there was a thin, and it was the I've never seen it since. It was the only time I've seen this in my entire life.
Wait, around the entire snatch?
Around the pussy lips, there was like a pencil thin, like Puerto Rican guy mustache that was finely trimmed and finally, and it went all the way around.
It was like lip liner.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, Christ.
That's crazy. That was crazy. All right. Well, that's it. That's the show. Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves a great night. Peace.
That's all, folks.